Hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Legacy Church Bible in a Year podcast. It is a true honor and privilege to be able to go through Scripture together. Before we begin today, let's just say a short prayer to focus our hearts and minds towards the Lord. Father, we ask you today to open our ears to hear all that you want to speak to us and open our eyes to see all that you want to reveal to us. We know that there is life-giving, transforming power in Scripture, so we surrender to your Holy Spirit now as we listen to your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Today is day 115, 1 Chronicles chapter 3. These are the sons of David who were born to him in Hebron. The firstborn, Amnon, by Ahinoam the Jezreelite. The second, Daniel, by Abigail the Carmelite. The third, Absalom, whose mother was Maacah, the daughter of Talmai, king of Geshur. The fourth, Adonijah, whose mother was Haggith. The fifth, Shephatiah, by Abital. The sixth, Ithream, by his wife Eglah. Six were born to him in Hebron, where he reigned for 7 years and 6 months. And he reigned 33 years in Jerusalem. These were born to him in Jerusalem: Shemaiah, Shobab, Nathan, and Solomon. Four by Bathshua, the daughter of Amiel. Then Ibhar, Elishama, Eliphelet, Noga, Nepheg, Japhiah, Elishama, Eliada, and Eliphelet. Nine. All these were David's sons, besides the sons of the concubines, and Tamar was their sister. The son of Solomon was Rehoboam, Abijah his son, Asa his son, Jehoshaphat his son, Joram his son, Ahijah his son, Joash his son, Amaziah his son, Azariah his son, Jotham his son, Ahaz his son, Hezekiah his son, Manasseh his son, Ammon his son, Josiah his son. The sons of Josiah: Joanan the firstborn, the second Jehoiakim, the third Zedekiah, the fourth Shallum. The descendants of Jehoiakim: Jeconiah his son, Zedekiah his son, and the sons of Jeconiah the captive: Shealtiel his son, Malkarim, Pedaiah, Shenazar, Jechemiah, Hoshama, and Nedabiah. And the sons of Pedaiah: Zerubbabel and Shimei. And the sons of Zerubbabel: Meshulam and Hananiah. And Shelomith was their sister. And Hashubah, Ohel, Bechariah, Hasadiah, and Jeshub-Hesed. Five. The sons of Hananiah: Pelatiah and Jeshiah, his son Rephai, his son Arnan, his son Obadiah, his son Shechaniah. The sons of Shechaniah: Shemaiah. And the sons of Shemaiah: Hattush, Egal, Beriah, Neriah, and Shaphat. Six. The sons of Neriah: Eli Noai, Hizkah, and Azariah, and Azirkem. Three. The sons of Eloenai: Hodaviah, Eliashib, Peliah, Akub, Jonan, Deliah, and Anani. Seven. 1 Chronicles chapter 4. The sons of Judah: Perez, Hezron, Carmi, Hur, and Shobal. Reiah, the son of Shobal, fathered Jahath, and Jahath fathered Ahumai and Lahad. These were the clans of Zorathites. These were the sons of Etam: Jezreel, Ishma, and Adbash, and the name of their sister was Hazelponi. And Penuel fathered Gedor, and Ezer fathered Husha. These were the sons of Hur, the firstborn Ephrathah, the father of Bethlehem. Asher, the father of Tekoa, had two wives, Helah and Naarah. Naarah bore him Ahuzam, Hefer, Temani, and Hehashtari. These were the sons of Naarah. The sons of Helah: Zerith, Ishar, and Ethnan. Kaz fathered Anub, Zoabah, and the clans of Aaral, the son of Harum. Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, "Because I bore him in pain." Jabez called upon the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my border, and that your hand might be with me, and that you would keep me from harm so that it might not bring me pain." And God granted what he asked. Chelub, the brother of Shuha, fathered Mahir, who fathered Eshton. Eshton fathered Bethrapha, Peshea, and Tehanah, the father of Ir Nahash. These are the men of Rekah, the sons of Kenaz: Othniel and Zerahiah, and the son of Othniel, Hathath, and Meonathai. Meonathai fathered Ophrah, and Zerahiah fathered Joab, and the father of Gerishim, so called because they were craftsmen. The sons of Caleb: the son Jephunneh, Eru, Elah, Naam, and the son of Elah, Kenaz. The sons of Jehalel: Ziph, Zipha, Tiriah, Asareel. The sons of Ezra: Jether, Mered, Epher, and Jalon. These are the sons of Bithiah, the daughter of Pharaoh, whom Mered married. And she conceived and bore Miriam. Shammai, and Ishbah the father of Eshtemoah. And his Judahite wife bore Jared the father of Gedor, Heber the father of Soko, and Jekuathel the father of Zenoah. The sons of the wife of Hodiah, the sister of Nahum, were the father of Skelia the Garmite, and Eshtemoah the Maacathite. The sons of Shimon, Amnon, Rena, Ben-Hanan, and Tilon. The sons of Ishi, Zoheth, and Ben-Zoheth. The sons of Shelah the son of Judah, the father of Lekah, Leada the father of Marishah, and the clans of the house of linen workers at Beth-Ashbeah, and Jochim, and the men of Kozeba, and Joash, and Seraph, who ruled in Moab and returned to Laam. Now the records are ancient. These were the potters who were inhabitants of Netaim and Gederah. They lived there in the king's service. The sons of Simeon, Nemuel, Jamin, Jerib, Zerah, Shual, Shalum. Shalum was his son, Mibsa his son, Misha his son. The sons of Misha, Hamuel his son, Zachar his son, Shemaiah his son. Shemaiah had 16 sons and 6 daughters, but his brothers did not have many children, nor did all their clan multiply like the men of Judah. They lived in Beersheba, Molada, Hazar Shual, Bilhah, Ezem, Toled, Bethuel, Horma, Ziklag, Beth Markoboth, Hazar Shushim, Beth Biri, and Shearam. These were the cities until David reigned, and their villages were Etam, Ain, Rimmon, Token, and Ashen, 5 cities, along with all their villages that were around these cities as far as Baal. These were their settlements, and they kept a genealogical record. Meshabab, Jamalek, Joash the son of Amaziah, Joel, Jehu the son of Joshabiah, son of Seraiah, son of Asael, Eliyonaiah, Jehakobah, Jeshoahiah, Asaiah, Adiel, Jesimiel, Benaiah, Ziza the son of Shiphi, son of Elon, son of Jediah, son of Shimri, son of Shemaiah. These mentioned by name were princes in their clans, and their fathers' houses increased greatly. They journeyed to the entrance of Gedor, to the east side of the valley, to seek pastures for their flocks, where they found rich, good pasture, and the land was very broad, quiet, and peaceful, for the former inhabitants there belonged to Ham. These registered by name came in the days of Hezekiah, king of Judah, and destroyed their tents and the Munites who were found there, and marked them for destruction to this day, and settled in their place, because there was pasture there for their flocks. And some of them, 500 men of the Simeonites, went to Mount Seir, having as their leaders Pelatiah, Nearah, Rephaiah, and Uziel, the son of Ishi. And they defeated the remnant of the Amalekites, who had escaped, and they lived there to this day. 1 Chronicles chapter 5. The sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, for he was the firstborn, but because he defiled his father's couch, his birthright was given to the sons of Joseph, the son of Israel, so that he could not be enrolled as the oldest son. Though Judah became strong among his brothers, and a chief came from him, yet the birthright belonged to Joseph. The sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, Hanok, Palu, Hezron, and Carmi. The sons of Joel, Shemaiah, his son, Gog, his son, Shemaiah, his son, Micah, his son, Reiah, his son, Baal, his son, Beerah, his son, whom Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, carried away into exile. He was chief of the Reubenites. And his kinsmen, by their clans, when the genealogy of their generations was recorded, the chief Jael and Zechariah, and Bela the son of Azaz, son of Shema, son of Joel, who lived in Aror, as far as Nebo and Baal-Meon. He also lived to the east as far as the entrance of the desert this side of the Euphrates, because their livestock had multiplied in the land of Gilead. And in the days of Saul, they waged war against the Hagrites, who fell into their hand, and they lived in their tents throughout all the region east of Gilead. The sons of Gad lived over against them, on the land of Bashan as far as Salakah. Joel the chief, Shapham the second, Janiah and Shaphat in Bashan, and their kinsmen according to their fathers' houses, Michael, Meshaluam, Sheba, Jeriah, Jachan, Ziah, and Eber, 7. These were the sons of Abihail, the son of Huri, the son of Jeroah, the son of Gilead, the son of Michael, son of Jeshaiah, son of Jado, son of Buz. Ahi, the son of Abdael, son of Guni, was chief in their father's houses, and they lived in Gilead, in Bashan, in its towns, and in all the pasture lands of Sharon to their limits. All of these were recorded in genealogies in the days of Jotham, king of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, king of Israel. The Reubenites, the Gadites, the half-tribe of Manasseh had valiant men who carried shield and sword and drew their bow, expert in war, 44,760, able to go to war. They waged war against the Hagrites, Jetur, Naphish, and Jodeb. And when they prevailed over them, the Hagrites and all who were with them were given into their hands, for they cried out to God in the battle, and he granted their urgent plea because they trusted in him. They carried off their livestock, 50,000 of their camels, 250,000 sheep, 2,000 donkeys, and 100,000 men alive. For many fell because the war was of God, and they lived in their place until the exile. The members of the half-tribe of Manasseh lived in the land. They were very numerous from Bashan to Baal, Hermon, Senir, and Mount Hermon. These were the heads of their fathers' houses: Epher, Ishi, Eliel, Azrael, Jeremiah, Hodaviah, and Jehadiel, mighty warriors, famous men, heads of their fathers' houses. But they broke faith with the God of their fathers and whored after the gods of the people of the land whom God had destroyed before them. So the God of Israel stirred up the spirit of Pul, king of Assyria, the spirit of Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, and he took them into exile, namely the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, and brought them to Halah, Habor, Hara, and the river Gozan to this day.
Well, thank you for joining us today on our Bible in a Year audio podcast. I want to encourage you to take what you've heard today and apply it into your life, to be a doer of the word and not just a hearer only. Remember, we are called to be disciples, not just converts. So we pray like Jesus prayed, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." That means if God's kingdom comes, then the enemy's kingdom has to go. So let's take what we've heard and what we've learned and go be a light in this dark world. God bless, and we'll see you again tomorrow.